This is your teacher, Dingley May, addressing you with his heart. Let us feel the spirit of wisdom embracing us together. I shall now deal with your documentary lesson, number one, Peace Be Unto You. Now, my beloved, I shall try to teach you as I, after many years of experience, would have desired to be taught the priceless gift of the science of mental physics. Now, as you embark upon your teaching, I ask you, particularly at this present time, to listen to my words. As you embark upon this great romance of self-discovery and of self-unfoldment, let me say to you that the universal principle, the creative spirit, God, whatever name you care to use for the final law of life, will reward you openly in exact relation to your desire to manifest power, granted that the desire is sincerely and cheerfully backed with your own honest endeavor. My earnest hope and belief is that you will start with zeal and that you may have the force of character to maintain your zeal throughout your study and practice forevermore. Now, you should carefully read many times the general instructions. The chapter in your first documentary lesson entitled The Key to Your Bible, in which you will be properly informed that mental physics teaches a method and not a creed. Primarily, our purpose is not to inculcate certain religious beliefs, but to teach you the methods of mysticism, the methods of truth, the way to learn that which cannot be explained in words, how to seek, how to find. Now, further along is the vital message, confidential from teacher to student, and a good deal of other introductory material on the importance of your spiritual breathings. In your first documentary lesson, then, you are introduced to your harmonic breath and your memory-developing breath, also to the mild cleansing regime of the science of mental physics. Now, all of which is of paramount importance to you at the time you lay the foundation of your systematic study of the science of mental physics. Now, I shall ask you, my beloved, to be patient. I shall ask you to be zealous. I shall ask you, as I, your teacher, give you guidance as together we enter the mystic portal. You will come with me in entering the gate together. Now, do not question, do not doubt. My heart is in your heart. See to it that your heart is in mine. No fear, no self-argument, no doubt. Full trust in the law of your own being. All things will then be made plain to you. Now, your lessons are yours and nobody else's. You are asked that as far as possible, no other hand shall touch them, no other eye see them. Why? Because they are the link between you and your teacher, and you will find that they will become infinitely sacred to you. You do not wish to be affected by any vibration lower than your own. Now, my beloved, in this guidance for the initiate, I have to inform you on the principles and the infinite beauty of scientific meditation. You are first to be taught how to be still. Few people know what meditation, going into the silence of your own being, truly means. It is necessary for you to sit in the same place, as near as possible to the same time of day, in the same position. Therefore, choose your place. Your bedroom is the best. Retire early. The first night, read this lesson through. Then read it again. Then begin to practice as you are shown. Now, to undertake your work thoroughly, it is advocated that 1 hour each night for at least a month be given. After the first month, you will feel so much better for the meditations and the new realization of knowledge that is gradually coming to you that you will not need to be counseled to practice, for your own mind will dictate this, and you will derive great pleasure from your scientific meditations. Your lessons are designed primarily for those who are interested in rejuvenation, real youth. Youth being the true reflection of life itself, success, and the art of living. Now, the words in your meditations may be changed, however, or added to suit any particular ambition you may have for yourself. If you are interested more in the subject of strict material success, for example, the making of money, becoming a great musician, becoming a great writer, becoming a great artist, you may change the wordings of the denials and the affirmations to suit your own needs. What I shall do for you in this scientific teaching will be to uncover the principle, the one law, that can be made to apply in the realization of any of your many ambitions. Now, my beloved, it must be emphasized that to gain success and mastery in no matter what we may undertake, it is essential that the knowledge presented in your lessons must be so gradually absorbed as to irrevocably become a part of the new consciousness you are setting out to build. Care should be taken with your diet. You're advised to follow your printed 10-day dietary regime. In a very real sense, we can only be what we eat. We know that we are actually what we think. But what we eat is the result of our own thinking. And in my opinion, tested over a period of some years, the raw food plan is the best. Though, you must be careful, watch to see that you can master the raw food plan and do it preferably by degrees. In any case, temperance in diet is the golden rule. Meat eaters should cut down the meat ration to the minimum, and the food intake should be composed of pure, wholesome food. There is an abundance of literature on how and what to eat, so that we will dismiss the matter here by advising you, especially if you be suffering from disease of the body in any form, to investigate the subject of food from your own particular standpoint. Meditational exercises, remember, should never be undertaken until about 3 hours after a meal, and more rapid progress will be made at the start if the food bulk be considerably reduced. But remember, you are to decide what your own particular needs are. It is you who must live your own life. You must do your own thinking. You are the sum total of your own thought. All that any teacher can do is to shed light upon the path, but you yourself must tread the path. Now, my beloved, I am going to ask you to rest within yourself. As for the first time between you and me, there passes this forward to the science of mental physics. It should be memorized as fast as you can do so. You will notice that it is to be read by you in the first person and always in the present tense. Our work is being done now, not in the future. I am now entering upon the greatest teaching accessible to man, for I am learning the secret of existence. The riddle of the universe is about to me. I am now solving it. I learn why men die, why they are born, and why they live. I learn why men succeed and why they fail, why they are happy and why they are discontent. I have the power and the ability to live as long as I desire, to achieve whatever I wish, and the doors of my mind are now open that I may learn how this is done. I now learn that man is the master of his destiny, that man is the author of death. I realize that death is a mental concept and not a law of life. I now realize that all negation is a mental concept and not a law of life. I learn that there is only one law of creation, the law of life. I am now developing the power and the ability to realize in my own life the one divine principle in which all success, happiness, and peace reside. And I thank the infinite spirit within me for the knowledge of this wondrous truth now revealed to my consciousness. Now, my beloved, what I have just said to you should be read by you at intervals in order that the thought may penetrate to the subconscious mind to be absorbed and established. Say it to yourself 100 times a day whenever you are free, and mark this well. It is not necessary for you to see the sense of it. That will come later. All that you do now is as a child does when it sets out to learn the alphabet. It does not ask why B comes after A, C after B. It accepts the teacher's word. We must start by accepting unquestioned essential truths.